President Trump has agreed not to immediately withdraw the U.S. from the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which he railed against during his campaign, but he says he now wants to renegotiate it. Trump spoke with Canadian and Mexican counterparts this week and said he believes the renegotiation will make all three countries stronger, but what that renegotiation will look like remains to be seen. NAFTA has a direct impact on Arizona. Mexico is Arizona's top trading partner, and many in our state's business community have been watching closely for anything that might affect that relationship. Here to talk more about this is Todd Sanders, President and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us, Todd. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure.
So let's start with the effect that NAFTA has had on Arizona businesses. What's that looked like over the years?
Well, first of all, Arizona's largest trading partner is Mexico, and certainly Canada's right behind Mexico in terms of importance for our economy. So NAFTA generally is huge for us. We export about $9.1 billion, for instance, to Mexico. We import $7.6 billion. So we have a trade surplus with that country. And it's tremendously important to our state.
So Trump has called NAFTA the worst trade deal ever during the campaign, but you think in general it has not been bad for Arizona?
No, not at all. When you look at the number of jobs supported by NAFTA, for instance, if you look at just Mexico, it supports about 100,000 jobs. So net-net, I think when you think about where geographically Arizona is positioned versus the rest of the country, we're in a great place to really benefit from our neighbor to the south and that trade agreement.
So what kind of effect do you think a renegotiation of this trade deal could have on our state's economy? Is just the idea of renegotiating it something that could send things into a frenzy?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of trips down to Mexico, and I think there's a problem with looking at a trade agreement and wanting to perhaps update it. This is something that was signed in the 90s, so not a problem with that. I think that when you talk about sort of unilaterally stepping out of a trade agreement, that certainly causes a lot of consternation. I think we're better situated in Arizona than any other state because of the efforts of Mayor Stanton and our governor to secure our relationships with Sonora. So I think we are, in a way, we're kind of inoculated by some of the things that are happening, and especially during the negotiations, because we have such a strong relationship with Mexico. Our governor and the governor of Sonora have done a lot of work together. Matter of fact, that the Lucid car company that's coming here, mm-hmm. that's a deal between us and Mexico. And the same thing with Mayor Stanton. He's done 18 trips down there. We now have trade offices in Sonora and Mexico City. So I think we're in a really good spot, regardless of what the negotiations, how they look. But at the end of the day, we're going to need that trade agreement.
Right. Do you think there are things in NAFTA that should be renegotiated that could improve things for Arizona businesses?
Not anything specific, but certainly if you look at technology, data, the way things move across the borders, absolutely ways for us to ensure that not only are goods and services moving across the border in an efficient way, but also in a safe way. So, you know, again, talking to the folks in Mexico and Mexico City or on the border, they understand. And as a matter of fact, I think they would like to see some changes. I go back to my first car, my 1982 Toyota Supra, which was absolutely phenomenal back in the 80s. Today, I don't think I'd want to drive that car. That doesn't mean you ditch everything. It means you look at it, see what you need to update.
All right. Todd Sander is President and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Todd, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.